Welcome to the Fit Asian Man Podcast. If you're looking to become a stronger, sexier, and more confident man, then stay tuned because you're in the right place. What is going on, everybody? Welcome to the Fit Asian Man Show. I'm your host, the Fit Asian Man himself, Tony Nguyen, and thank you so much for joining me today. Really appreciate you guys letting me into your ears. I mean, that sounds kind of weird, but I do mean it. Comes from the heart. How are you guys doing? Things are going good for me. It's the weather's starting to get nicer, although I can't tell if it needs to make up its mind here in Idaho. You know, 2 weeks ago, it was really nice. It was warm. I was like, yes, springtime is here. It's going to be great. And then the following week or two, it's been raining and cold. And now today it's like sunny and kind of cold. So I don't know. We'll see what happens. But like they say, if you don't like the weather in Idaho, just wait 5 minutes to an hour and it'll be different. But it is what it is. Let's see. What else is going on? This weekend, heading over to the Oregon coast and going to be checking that out. I haven't been there since like 2007, 2008, which looking back now is almost a decade ago, which is, you know, kind of depressing. Time goes by so fast, doesn't it? It's crazy. Like I'll look back and like, oh yeah, I remember when we did that. Yeah, that was back in like 2006, 2007. It's like, oh, that's like 10 years ago. And my high school reunion is this year. So my 10-year high school reunion, holy cow. Oh, you know, if there's one thing I wish I could do is just slow time down a little bit. But there's no point in, you know, diving deep into and like holding on to things that you can't control, which I'm trying to be better about, be more mindful. That's kind of the thing that's in nowadays, but it's definitely something I'm trying to get better at. I'm actually getting into a new audiobook called The Power of Now that I heard about through Matt Ogus on his Snapchat. Matt Ogus is like a fitness YouTuber. And so I was watching his Snapchat and he was talking about it, and I decided to pick it up and just kind of getting into it now. So I will let you know how that goes. And if I become much more mindful and, you know, at peace with myself, you guys will be the first to find out. But if you want to check it out yourself or any other audiobook, be sure to head on over to thefitasianman.com/freebook. To get hooked up with a free audiobook from Audible, who is sponsoring this podcast. Yes, only works if you don't have an Audible account, though. So if you already have an Audible account, sorry. But if you don't, and this is your first time, you want to get into it, you get a free trial, 30 days, and with that free trial comes one free audiobook, which is awesome. And if you decide not to keep it, you will actually get to keep the book. So really, there's, you know, nothing to lose. And if you wanted to buy more books, you get them at like a 30% discount if you're an Audible member. Cool stuff. Go check it out and pick up your favorite book today. So today I wanted to talk about, I was going to do a Q&A show, but I didn't have a ton of questions come in. So if you guys have any questions, you be sure to let me know. Hit me up. I'm on all the social media platforms, Snapchat in particular right now, but of course, Instagram, Twitter, all that good stuff, at The Fit Asian Man. You can pretty much find me on all of those. Let me know what your questions are. I will gather them up and do a Q&A show here in the very near future, because I love Q&A shows. Those are like my favorite type of shows to do. So if you guys have questions, let me know. I'd be more than happy to answer them for you. But I did have one come in, and I decided to make an entire episode about it. It's a very common question that I get. So let me pull it up here. I just saw it last night, and I was like, yeah, that'd be pretty solid topic to talk about. So the question is, What is a good tip to boost weight loss? I've been working out daily and been eating healthy as in following a diet plan. I've been doing that for 2 weeks and have stayed the same. It worked at first and now I'm sad that I'm not losing more weight. So, you know, that is a very common occurrence. I mean, you know, you're going to plateau if you keep things the same. That's just the nature of the game. So if you are in the process of, and we're just going to focus primarily on weight loss in this episode. If you're focusing on weight loss and you decide to follow like a nutrition and diet plan that you found online or in a magazine, wherever it may be, you know, it really depends on where you came from first. And that's why it gets really difficult to kind of figure out what's going on because all these plans promise, you know, lose 10 pounds, lose 20 pounds, lose 5 pounds, whatever. And the thing is they don't take into account where you started at. So if you're already taking in if you're not taking in very many calories already, so let's say, for example, you're only taking in like 1,100 calories or 1,200 calories, for example, just to pick a number, and you follow this diet plan, and for some reason, and you know, it all adds up to be, let's say, either the same amount of calories or maybe even a little bit higher. Maybe it's 1,400 to 1,500 calories, which really isn't a ton of food as is. But let's say it's a little bit higher, you know, you're not going to see a lot of results. Maybe depending on the content of the food, let's say there's a little more fiber and you're eating a little more protein as opposed to carbs, you know, kind of the ratios change a little bit, but you're taking in the same amount of calories, then yeah, you're going to see a little bit of a drop. But if you just stick to that and nothing else changes, eventually you're going to plateau. That's just the nature of the game. When I was prepping for a bodybuilding competition, you know, the end goal is to, I mean, I guess the overall goal actually is to slowly drop your body fat down. You don't want to go too fast because then you start flattening out. But you know, if you don't go fast enough, you're not going to be lean enough by the time you get to the show. So it's a constant battle week to week trying to figure out, you know, how can I keep burning fat while trying to keep as much calories in and cardio down as much as possible. You're basically balancing all those different factors, and it's not any different than just wanting to lose weight. Usually, you have a goal weight that you want to hit, or kind of this image in mind that you want to try to get close to. Whether it's, you know, you want your waist to be a little smaller, you want your abs to show, you know, whatever it may be. It's the same process. It's the same concept. So what you need to do is like you really need to know how much food you're intaking, and the best way to do that is just to track your macros. You know, I mean it's so much easier nowadays with apps like MyFitnessPal, which is by far the most popular one, and I think it's you know, plenty, and it works for pretty much anybody. For most people, and I would just pick that up. It's free. You don't need to go for the paid version of it. It's not going to give you that much more features that you need. But yeah, check out the app. It's free. I think it should be available on all the platforms now. And just use that and just track your food to the best of your ability over the course of a week and see what your average carbs, fat, protein, and fiber are, and then all those together, they'll also give you your calorie count. But find out what those are, and then, you know, make adjustments from there. Usually, the easiest way to go is to lower your carbohydrates, but you can also lower your fats as well instead of doing your carbohydrates. It just depends on your preference. Some people, you know, like to eat more fats, but not as much carbs. So it's easier for them to cut carbs, and then vice versa. But that is really the best way. There's not really a blanket answer, for that kind of question because it's a little broad, but that common theme is typically, you know, you don't know where you're at as far as your calories go. So you, it's hard to say where you need to go. Just picking a diet plan that's out of a magazine or online that you found isn't necessarily going to help if you don't know if you don't know that taking in too many calories is your problem. I happen to know who asked this question. We were friends, and she's not like obese or by any means. You know what I mean? She's actually fairly on the smaller side, but you just have to see where you're at. You have to track your macros, and it's really not that bad, I promise. But a cheap scale, I usually go with the digital scale. You can pick those up at like 10 to 15 bucks on Amazon or at Walmart or something, and just track your food. And if you go out to eat, a lot of the big chain restaurants will have their nutrition facts listed online. A lot of that's in MyFitnessPal too, so you can just do it all in there. But yeah, I would recommend tracking your food, tracking how many protein, carbs, fat, and fiber that you're taking in, and the app will tell you that as long as you enter everything in, and then you go from there. It's like, okay, well, let's go, I'm not losing any weight, so this next week, let's go ahead and take out maybe, 20 grams of carbohydrates, for example, just picking a number there, and then try that for a week and see. A lot of times it doesn't take a huge drop in calories to see, to move the needle on the scale. When when I was bodybuilding, cause I was just tracking everything. I mean, I'd measure out my barbecue sauce to keep it as accurate as possible. I could make a very small drop, like 10 to 15 grams of carbs. And where the prior week I didn't lose any weight, and I was like, okay, so I make a small change and then I'll drop 2 pounds, the week after. It's the body is a pretty incredible thing. So, you can make small adjustments. I would recommend smaller adjustments just to be safe, because you don't want to have to drop your calories down all the way either, like below 1,000 or below 1,100. It gets a little sketchy. It's very difficult to maintain under that level of calories. You're going to feel like crap. You're going to crave a lot of food because you're not really intaking a lot of food. And, it's just not a long-term healthy decision to go. And you don't have to drop that low to lose weight. But if you've gone a long time where you're constantly in like a low calorie, you're just taking in lower calories between 1,000 to 1,400 to 1,500 for an extended period of time, you have to build yourself up to taking in more calories. And you can look up, they call it reverse dieting, which I'm a huge proponent of, but you have to build yourself back up by slowly introducing calories over the course of a week. And it's easier said than done, for sure. But, long-term wise, you're going to be able to take in more calories without gaining weight. And if you ever want to diet down for whatever reason, maybe you have a special occasion coming up, it becomes a lot easier because you're not starving yourself. You only have to remove a few hundred calories to see a drop, and you're still taking in a lot of food. So, I mean, overall, long-term, that's the best way to go. But again, it is tough. As far as like an answer of like, what can I do right now? You have to see where you're at. You can try dropping, if you really don't want to track and you want to try to see some changes, I don't recommend doing this as much, but the easiest thing you can do is take a look at what you're eating. And let's say, without knowing what's in the diet plan, it's hard to make a suggestion, but you can maybe remove some carbohydrates from a particular meal if it has some. So let's say, one of your meals is like a chicken breast and, like half of a potato and some veggies. Well, you can take the potato out, of that meal. I would just make small changes again, just take it out of that meal and then see how you go after the week's up. If you do that, let's say you're eating the same thing every day, just take that potato out of that meal and then see what happens. So just making these small changes can be all it takes to get the body into burning fat. Other than that, you can also add in more cardio. That's another option as well, if time permits. But yeah, I would suggest if you can, you know, instead of going for like the quickest thing, it would be, you know, take a step back. Let's find out where you're at for the week. If you're sticking to the same meal plan, and this just hit me, if you're eating the same thing and you haven't lost any weight from the previous week, you're probably at kind of a maintenance level for your calories now, at least for where your body's at the moment. So if you're tracking that for a week and you're eating the same thing and you don't lose any weight, and you know your calories, your protein, your carbs, your fat, then that's going to be your current maintenance. And you would just start subtracting from there, like I said earlier. But I would say take a step back and actually start trying to increase your calories. So slowly adding in some carbs and some fats. I mean, I'm talking very little amounts, you know, every few days or every week, maybe 10 to 15 grams of carbs a day, or even a little less, maybe 5 to 10, depending on how your body responds. And then just seeing, you know, what happens to your weight after a week, after 2 weeks, after 3 weeks. So let's say after the first week, you added 10 grams of carbs a day to whatever you're eating, and you don't gain any weight. Well, that's awesome. Now you can add a little bit more. So now we're slowly creeping your overall calorie intake up. So when you decide that you want to diet down again, you have a lot more room to work with. It's a lot easier to diet down when your maintenance calories are 2,500 or 3,000 as opposed to 1,500. You know, that's like, because you can only go so low. So if you have a much bigger runway to work with, dieting becomes a whole lot easier. So I hope this helps. I hope you guys kind of glean some information off this on what you can do when you hit a plateau, when you get stuck with whatever your goal happens to be. And in this case, it's weight loss. So if you hit a plateau, it really boils down to lowering your carbohydrates, or not just carbs only, but basically lowering your overall calorie intake, but usually from carbs, maybe fats, depending on where you're at there. And then that's how you start dropping the pounds. But the big caveat is, if your calories are already really low, like 1,000 to 1,300, let's say, just for example, you know, it's not the most healthy option to keep on cutting, or keep adding cardio. It's you really need to take a step back and examine where you're at, and then figure out what it's going to take to increase your calories over the long term. And it could take months, even. I know this isn't the most attractive sounding option, but it could take months to build up that calorie, to build up your maintenance level of calories, to go from 1,300 calories up to 2,500 calories and not really gain much weight. It takes some time. It's a very slow process, but at the end of the day, you're going to be much better off, health-wise, energy-wise, because you're taking in, you know, more energy and your body's actually using it. It's not just storing it as fat. It's actually burning it off. And then when you want to diet after that, it's going to be so much easier, because again, you're going to have a lot to cut off from. So, I hope that helps. Kind of rambled a little bit there, but that's really the best way to go. There's not, without, you know, a little more data, I can't really make a super specific recommendation on where you should go right now. But hopefully with this information I gave today, you can kind of look at the overall picture of where you're at, maybe take the time to track your macros and see where you're at and see how much you're taking in at the moment. And if you're not losing any weight, we can go from there. But if you decide to do that and you have any more questions, hit me up. I'd be more than happy to help you out, and we'll figure out what's going on with that. But that pretty much sums it up right there. If you guys have any questions, be sure to let me know. Hit me up on social media at The Fit Asian Man. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. I prefer Snapchat right now. I really like the platform. And then hit me up there. Again, if I want to thank our sponsors, Audible. Check them out, fitasianman.com/freebook. Get your free audiobook today if you haven't joined Audible yet. Awesome deal. Easiest way to consume books, in my opinion, because I can listen to it while I'm doing other things, like cleaning up or whatever. Good stuff. I highly recommend it. And I will see you guys next week on the show. So I hope you guys enjoy the weekend. I hope it's getting at least nicer where you guys are at. And other than that, I just want to say thank you so much for tuning into the show. I really appreciate it. The numbers have been improving slowly but surely, but it's still awesome to see that there's quite a few people listening to the show. And I hope you guys are getting a lot out of it. And if you're not, let me know. I would love to hear your feedback. I want to make the show better for you guys. I want to make the show as valuable as I can for you. So yeah, just let me know. And if you do like the show and you want to help it out, be sure to head on over to iTunes, thefitasianman.com/iTunes, and leave a review. The reviews help the show rank better, get it out in front of more people. And I just love hearing your guys' feedback. So if you have the time, it only takes a couple minutes, be sure to do that. And yeah, that sums it up for me. I'll be signing out, but I will see you guys next week on the show. Thank you so much.